to the FSE Minute. I am Nadine Newsom. Today, we explore microinsurance, and joining me is Rosemary Henry, Senior Director of Insurance with the FSE. Welcome to the FSE Minute, Ms. Henry.
Thank you, Nadine.
Ms. Henry, the FSE is exploring the introduction of microinsurance services in Jamaica. What is microinsurance?
Well, Nadine, microinsurance can be defined as an insurance product which is specifically geared towards protecting low-income earners against risks such as illness, debt, or loss of income. This category of individuals are not normally covered by traditional insurers.
So, microinsurance is designed for the low-income sector?
That is the target market. But you may find that because of the affordability of the premiums and the type of risk that is covered, it is also suitable for middle-income earners as well. The idea behind microinsurance is that it will assist with the financial inclusion of individuals in our society who are not in the formal financial sector. The target market includes specific groups of associations such as fishermen, small-scale farmers, taxi drivers, domestic workers, and micro-entrepreneurs. The products that it will include: creditor life insurance, property insurance, term life, health, crop insurance, and livestock as well.
You mentioned financial inclusion. What is financial inclusion?
Financial inclusion is the provision of all types of financial services and products at an affordable cost, delivered in a manner such that all individuals, particularly low-income earners, can access these services or product. In Jamaica, currently a large portion of our population is excluded from the formal financial sector. Financial inclusion will be the tool used to ensure that they are provided with access to financing, banking, and insurance services and products.
Thank you, Ms. Henry. My guest today was Rosemary Henry, Senior Director of Insurance with the FSE. For the FSE Minute, I am Nadine Newsom.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, but the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
JUTC, better value for your money than most urban transport bus systems anywhere.
That's a fact.
Easy boarding, just wait in line. Quick commuting time.
And JUTC will roll out more buses than ever before.
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
Spacious.
Comfortable.
Ah, air conditioned.
Yeah, man, security turn up.
And we are among the best urban transport systems in the world.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
Courtesy and safety.
JUTC.
We're here to serve you better.
JUTC.
JUTC,
your route to excellence.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.